This is Drive with Sandesh. With cost of living pressures rising, researchers at the University of Western Australia have come up with an accessible and inexpensive way to not only nurture your creative spirit, but brighten the canvas of your mental health. According to research by the Good Arts, Good Mental Health, GAGMH project at UWA, a dose of just 2 hours per week in any arts activity can have an impact on your mental well-being. To mark Mental Health Week, which starts this Saturday, 7th of October, the project has launched the GAGMH Arts Challenge, a 5-day program of accessible and inexpensive arts prompts to get people's creativity flowing, including listening to your favorite music, coloring, origami, photography, and reading. Dr. Christina Davies, Director of the UWA Center for Arts, Mental Health and Wellbeing, and lead researcher of the GAGMH project, says that while budgets are stretched at the moment, arts engagement doesn't have to be expensive. She joins us on the show today. Hello, Christina, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Hi, everyone.
Good to have you on the show. So what does the evidence show about the positive impact of art on our mental well-being?
Sure. So in terms of the evidence is really quite strong that there is a relationship between arts and mental well-being. So things like happiness, joy, confidence, self-esteem, relaxation, but also connection to others. So the arts is really a great way to connect with other people. But one of the things, so in terms of the dose response, we found that you need 2 hours per week of arts for good mental well-being. But the reason why we've called this Good Arts, Good Mental Health is what that means is we should be prioritising our mental well-being. But one of the options we have is to do it by doing the arts that makes you feel good. And so different people like different types of arts. So it's about, you know, what you like, you know, what makes you feel good. So, you know, if you like listening to music, you should do that. If you like, you know, yarning or painting or colouring or drawing, then that's what you should do. Or if you're more of a singing, dancing, going to concerts or reading books, then that's the art that you should be investing your time in for your mental well-being. And, you know, 2 hours per week, that may sound like a lot, but if you break it down to, like, say, 20 minutes a day, you know, there's some people who may want to read for 20 minutes before bed, or, you know, someone else might want to do an art class, or maybe on a Friday go to a concert with friends. How you decide to do your art is up to you. So, you know, it's about fun, it's about enjoyment, and it's about fitting it into your life in whatever way suits. Like, another thing that people can do is, you know, on your way to work or the shops or, you know, whatever it is, you know, you could also be listening to your favourite music while you're doing other activities, even like exercising, adding your favourite songs to those sorts of things just extends and includes then the arts into those activities.
Different forms of art work for different people. I myself exercise whilst listening to music because it helps a lot. You can consume some kind of art form whilst doing another activity. I see the research conducted by GAGMH over the past 12 months involving almost 2,000 community members confirms that people want to know more about the mental health benefits of arts engagement, especially free or low-cost options. What are your suggestions for finding such options?
We wanted to make sure that this was a community-based project. So what we did was we did surveys, we did focus groups, we did interviews, and we actually, you know, asked people what was it they were interested in, and they really came back to us and they said, first of all, they didn't really know what art was. And so they were really surprised when we said to them, well, it's reading, it's photography, it's, you know, all these things. So we kind of felt like we need to be telling or giving people examples of the things that they can do. Because what's really interesting is that as children, we, of course, engage in the arts, but then as we get older, we seem to stop. And so this is kind of what we've done is, so in terms of low-cost options or no-cost options, we were also really aware of that because that was also my research, what people said. You know, budgets are so stretched at the moment. People just don't have the resources and the money to be able to, you know, say, buy certain things. So in terms of low cost, no cost, what we did was, so as one option, we put together the Good Arts, Good Mental Health 5-day challenge. So what that is on day one, so starting on Monday, day one is listening to two of your favourite songs, so songs that make you feel good. So two is colouring. And in terms of colouring, on our website, so if you Google Good Arts, Good Mental Health, there's a button that says downloadable resources. You can click on that and it will take you to the resources page. You can actually download free colouring sheets. And, you know, what you choose to colour in, you could use a highlighter, you can use pens, pencils, crayons, whatever you have. You know, it doesn't need to be, you don't need to go out and buy special textures or anything like that. It's about the process. And you, and also, everyone should also think about, you don't have to be good at it. So you don't have to be good at the arts for the arts to be good for you. Then day three, we're encouraging people to use, on their smartphone, to use the camera. The camera on your smartphone is an amazing camera. Mm. So take a photo of something that makes you feel happy. So, you know, people, pets, trees, coffee, whatever makes you happy. Then day four is origami, and we have an origami boat on the website for you to make. And also then on Friday, so day five, we're encouraging people to read for 15 minutes. And we also have a reading on the website if people want to do that about hope and happiness. So pretty much then, over those 5 days, you know, if you decide to do a challenge on there, it's kind of covering all the different types of art forms. Like, you know, music is performing arts, colouring is visual arts, design and craft, photography is online, digital and electronic arts. So this is really, and, you know, reading is literature. So it's really giving people like a taste tester of a whole range of things. But also, you know, if you miss the day, it doesn't matter. You know, it's all about fun, giving it a go. And also, it's not necessarily time specific. So although we're launching it for Mental Health Week, if, you know, people want to just have a look at it and then get back to it some other time, you know, maybe with a group of friends, they can do that as well. So it's no pressure. It's about fitting it into, you know, your lifestyle in the way that suits you. But it is about just thinking about the arts and what the arts can do in terms of your mental well-being.
For those who want to find out more information about the challenge, where can they go?
On Instagram and on Twitter, we are at ArtsHealthWA.
Yep.
And there is a link in our bio that takes you to the Arts Challenge. Or you can Google Good Arts, Good Mental Health, and then click on the downloadable resources button.
I think we can all agree on the importance of art for our mental health based on our own experiences. Whether it's listening to or playing music we like, painting, drawing, dancing, whatever it is, whether science proves it or not. I hope this project is a great success, and thanks for being on the show, Christina.
Thanks so much.
That was Dr. Christina Davies, Director of the UWA Centre for Arts, Mental Health and Wellbeing, and Lead Researcher of the GAGMH Project, speaking on the GAGMH Arts Challenge and the importance of art for our mental health. This is Drive with Sandesh.